This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the teaching of the mother. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on I'm Being Shwayed with my sister Zainab. And obviously when I'm talking about the martyrs, I often also refer to their families because when we get a lot of extra information and insight into what makes the martyrs, how were they raised to be like that? Because obviously we also know that when we want to look at people who became martyrs, we also understand that basically they lived like martyrs all their lives. So we can see some real sort of qualities that they've had since childhood. And then obviously we will trace it back and we will see families who were maybe very pious, families in which especially the mother was making many dua for her children to grow up in a particular way. So these things really matter. And obviously we take all this on board. So we read about this, we listen to this, also because we want this to inform us. We want all this to inform our behavior. So how are we behaving? Can we adopt some of these things of the lifestyles of the martyrs? Can we raise our children, especially this point, in the lifestyle of the martyr? So this is why we talk about this again and again. So so I'm talking about the martyr Rahba, Imam Khamenei, the martyr Imam Khamenei, and especially his family background, so especially his mother. So what was it that his mother was doing? So she was raising her children, teaching them how to recite the Quran. So apparently she had a very beautiful way of reciting the Quran. She had a sort of very beautiful pronunciation. And not just that, she would also narrate to her children the stories, the anecdotes of the prophets. Welcome back to Aid Said here on Arm Big Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so, talking about the particular things that the mother of our martyred Rahba was teaching to her family. So, and obviously, I've mentioned that she would obviously teach them the Quran. But then the other thing that is really important, and why is it really important? It's really important because the Quran wants us to sort of learn from it. The stories about the prophets in particular, they're in the Quran. They're not just there for us to read and think, oh, isn't that a really interesting story? They're there to teach lessons. So we're supposed to also derive, in a sense, let's say, strength from these stories, because often when we read the stories of the prophets, we will see that they underwent particular tests and hardships in their lives. And for sure, all of us can identify and sort of recognize some of the similar tests, obviously not as big, because they have huge tests, but there will be very scaled down versions of tests that all of us will sort of go through in our lives, most likely. So this is also why the Quran always advises us to sort of take heed of the stories of the prophets. So the martyr Rahba's mother especially loved Prophet Moses and the story of Prophet Moses. But it wasn't just that. So she was giving her children an all-round education. And look, when we think about our martyr Rahba, we're well aware that he himself was a man who had a love, a passion and knowledge in so many different realms of learning and knowledge. So obviously he had knowledge in the Islamic sciences of the Quran, obviously tafsir, so the traditional sciences. But he, as all of us I think now know, was also well-versed in literature, not just Persian literature, Arabic literature, but world literature. And he was growing up like this. So his mother was also sort of teaching them the poetry of Hafiz. She would also refer to hadith. And apparently there were even occasions where her husband would hear her referring to a particular hadith, and he hadn't heard it, and she would even be able to give him the source. So from this, what do we take? We take that, yes, we should try to raise our children and ourselves with this idea of gaining knowledge of all these different realms of sort of insight and knowledge, basically, to become sort of all, let's say, quite well-rounded adults and Muslims, inshallah. So that was it for today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of 8:30 here on I'm Being Jewish Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.